Hey, how you doing, man?
We're doing all right, Patrick. I'm just wondering, at halftime, you know, some missed opportunities, some maybe uncharacteristic fumbles. What was it like in there at halftime with your team?
I mean, we just know we had to bounce back. You know, we were didn't get off to a good start, but, you know, just get our composure back and get the ball.
In terms of the second half of the atmosphere, it seems like the play that your teammate Brandon Spikes made there going into the half, Patrick, seemed to light a spark under the team, creating a turnover like that. Would you agree that that was one of the bigger plays in the game, getting that fumble inside the red zone?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he makes big plays all the time, man. I mean, he's definitely a beast, man. He's going to make plays when we need him. He's a playmaker.
Hey, what were your thoughts in the first half there when you guys just couldn't seem to get it together, and Buffalo were able to get some turnovers off the Patriots, off you guys, and had a chance to go up 21. Had a chance to go up 21-7 there.
Hello.
Oh, we lost him.
We got you, Patrick.
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, I couldn't hear you. You were breaking up, sir.
Oh, Patrick, this is Troy Brown.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I was trying to get your thoughts on the first half of that game yesterday, and how you guys just couldn't seem to get it together on either side of the ball, and just were making just too many small errors there that Buffalo gave them a chance to go up 21-7.
Yeah, I mean, that got off to a fast start, and we didn't. You know, we practiced that, got off to a fast start because they're a very explosive team, but we just didn't happen for us. But, you know, we came back in halftime, calmed down, came out, and just got composure and executed what we practiced.
Now, Devin McCourty was under fire, a little criticism last week with the fourth quarter play and some big drives, pass interference calls. But he had a big game yesterday. He didn't talk to the media afterwards, but how good is it for a young cornerback in this league? You know, because he's still a young corner to go out and have that type of game.
I mean, Dev's been the same Dev he's been, man. He's a great player. He makes plays. Everybody's gonna make a play. You know, everybody gets paid. Everybody's good. So he got a lot of opportunities, and he took advantage of them. He made some plays.
We talked to you on Friday about these running backs, Spiller, Fred Jackson, Tashard Choice. You said they were all pretty good. Was there a surprise at all, Patrick, that all three of those guys played? I mean, Spiller went down hard last week, but all three of these guys, part of that Buffalo offense yesterday.
I mean, they're some tough guys, man. You know, I give my hats off to them, man. So all three of those guys, they run hard. They have different things about them that can make it real dangerous for a defense, you know. So, I mean, they have three-headed monster almost. I mean, they're good, man, so, you know, hats off to them.
All right, take me through some of those big plays that Buffalo were able to hit on you guys in the passing game. Now, I think it was the Jones right there coming out of halftime. I'm sure Bill talked about that at halftime, and then you guys come back out. What were you thinking after that big play from Jones there?
Just get back on track, man. We're going to watch some film and see what happens.
In terms of watching the film going ahead this week, and you'll start to look ahead, I mean, you talk all the time about the quarterbacks you face in this league. You faced one yesterday, Ryan Fitzpatrick, that, you know, he throws touchdowns. He had four of them, but he also turns the ball over. Is that kind of a scouting focus going in, that Ryan Fitzpatrick will throw the ball up towards defensive backs, and that you and Devin and Tavon got to be aware of a guy who's willing to throw it towards defenders?
He's a very confident quarterback. He feels he can make the play. So, I mean, when you have opportunities, just take them. You know, We practice every situation you can think of, man. So, I mean, when the ball's in the air, I mean, if you have a chance, you're going to throw it, then, you know, you're just as much a receiver as the receiver is. So,
we heard Ray Lewis talking about going up against Tom Brady and saying it's a chess match. Well, next week, you guys go up against a guy in Peyton Manning who looked pretty sharp yesterday against Oakland. Kind of the same approach, the respect. You got Brady up against Manning, your defense up against Peyton Manning, always need to make adjustments?
Definitely, man. He hasn't skipped a beat. He's came in and just made some plays, you know. So he's very good. We got to do whatever we can to stop him. It is like a mind game out there, man. He's very smart. That's why he's been doing it for so long.
Last one for me. You know, you go into that game yesterday. You're down a couple of touchdowns in the third quarter. By the beginning of the fourth quarter, Patrick, whether you noticed it or not, the fans are leaving there in Buffalo. In the span of a quarter, you went from down 14 to up about 21. Did you notice the air come out of that building yesterday, good crowd early, and then leaving by the beginning of that fourth quarter?
It feels good, but yeah, you got to keep focusing on the game, you know. I mean, the game's not over, but it definitely feels good inside, man. You know, it's worked hard. It was a hard-fought game. We just came up with a W.
Peyton Manning in Denver come to town this weekend. He's Patrick Chung, Patriot Savvy. Patrick, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yes, sir.